There we go. Okay. Alrighty. So hello and welcome to How to Manage the Five Stages of the Game of Life webinar. I am so excited to be here with you. And today I'm going to share with you what the five stages of the game of life journey are, why they happen, and what you can do to manage them. But before we begin, I'll just share with you who I am and why I do this. I'm Kate, the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Covell Shinn, and throughout the last 20 years, as a metaphysical teacher, I've supported thousands throughout the world to improve their lives through classes, meditations, masterminds, webinars, angel readings, and my books. And I'm a three-time best-selling author at Amazon, and two of those books are based on Florence's teachings, the Game of Life workbook, which includes the original Game of Life book and exercises for each chapter, and the Game of Life manifesting playbook. And that's just a guided journal, but it walks you through so many wonderful shifts in energy. Now, I'm also the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, and I teach classes based on the Game of Life, the Secret Door to Success, and Moving Energy and Healing. So years ago, when my life was so far down, it felt like I was drowning, yet never physically dying, I was introduced to the game of life and how to play it. And it was through that one book that Florence saved me. Which leads us to why we're here today, to share with you how to manage the five stages of the game of life. Now, throughout the years, I've learned that the stages of the game of life journey are the same for everyone. From praying for help with a life that's a scattered mess, to being a master of Florence's teachings and living a happy, prosperous square of life. All the stages are the same. And just so you know, I perfected that stage of being a scattered mess. Check. Yep. I excelled at that. A plus for me. Now, I'd love to tell you that once you've mastered a stage, you never have to go back and look at it or live it again. But that would be a lie. Because unfortunately, we all live in a physical world that programs us to repeatedly experience fear as our normal way of living. And as a result, you can go back and forth between the stages for years. And I know this because I've done it myself. And the stages, as I said, the stages are the same for everyone. The only difference is the amount of time it takes to get from feeling lost and praying for help to masterfully creating the life you love on a consistent basis. Now, it took me years, and you've probably already invested years too. But by the time we complete this call, you'll understand why these stages happened and how to manage them, cutting years off your struggles. And you'll have the opportunity to bridge that gap between stage 1 to 5 in a much shorter time frame. So, but I have to tell you, there are simple action steps that you're going to need to take, and you'll have to put in that effort. But they are simple action steps. And the most challenging part will be remembering to implement them. But once you have, you're going to be reaping those results. So it will be easier to remember. Okay, so when you're in stage 1 of the game of life journey, you've been praying for help, whether consciously or subconsciously. You've been praying for someone or something to show up and help you to improve your life. Because on your own, you just keep creating over and over again challenges and hiccups and drama. And you're in a cycle that seems to have no end, and you just want it to stop. Your heart whispers to you through that darkness of the chaos that there's a better way that isn't so hard, and you know in your heart that this is true. But you just don't know what to do. You've tried classes and books, and they may have been great, but the magic you're looking for is just not happening. Now, before I was introduced to the game of life, I was so far down, the only place to go was up. My ex-husband had become a drug addict, and my daughter and I had to hide out sometimes because I was afraid that he was going to kill us. And that sounds awful, and it was. But then I met a woman who went to her bookshelf, and she asked her angels, what could she give me that would help me? And the game of life and how to play it fell right off that shelf and hit the floor. And when she gave me the book, I couldn't imagine how a book was going to help me. I mean, seriously. But then I opened the pages and I began to read, and I started to feel an energy stirring within me that I had never felt before. And that energy was empowerment. And I know that you felt it too. And just like me, you were introduced to Florence's teachings and your game of life journey began. And you felt that empowerment that is the magic of Florence's teachings. Now, the game of life, it was written 98 years ago, almost 100 years ago, and you can still feel that magic of empowerment every time you open the book. And no matter where you open it, at least one of the two pages where you open, it's going to speak to you, supporting you with whatever's going on in your life in that moment. And like me, when you read her books, you feel a stir of energy within you. You feel that lift of empowerment energy. And next thing you know, boom, you begin to receive blessings left and right. Life is full of hope. There's a sense of promise and possibility right in the palm of your hand. You can feel the magic in the very cells of your body when you read Florence's words. There's a light coming to you through the darkness of pain and fear, and life changes. This is what you've prayed for. This magical book has become a new appendage to your body. You're joined at the hip and you don't go anywhere without it. It's your lifeline to sanity in a crazy world. And it supports you to feel like you really can improve your life. And you take that belief with you everywhere you go. It's with you in everything you do. And life changes. This is the magic of Florence's loving support coming through the pages and wrapping you in her spiritual hug. Opening the way for you to connect with that divinity within you, that God part within, and the results are fabulous. You feel better. Money flows to you unexpectedly. Your relationships are more harmonious. And the most magical things happen for you. And you're vibrating at a high vibration of love and gratitude. And you're a magnet for wonderful experiences left and right. And every time you turn around, you're face to face with another miracle. You are limitless possibility. Life is good. Your game of life journey has begun. And this goes on for weeks, maybe months. These experiences are so new and different and awesome, but you don't know what to do with all this bliss, and you sure don't know how to maintain this energy. And then stage two shows up. And when you're in stage two of the game of life journey, whether consciously or subconsciously, you've been expanding your awareness of your inner power to create a higher outcome. But with the expansion of your awareness comes the contraction. It's like being on a roller coaster of ups and downs, the ups being blessings and miraculous experiences. You remember those? all those magical experiences that defied human logic, all those things that happened in the 6 months or so after you were first introduced to Florence's books. Blessings would abound. Every time you turned around, there was another blessing. And then out of nowhere, adversity would blindside you in some way. An unexpected bill would show up, or you'd get laid off, or you'd get sideways with a friend, a coworker, a relative, or a spouse. The downs began happening. Like hidden rapids around the corner of a river, experiences of adversity would blindside you. And those experiences, because they can't seem to come in droves, it seems like, would trigger old thought patterns and beliefs that were painful. And you're left standing there, dumbfounded, wondering what the heck just happened. But you're on that game of life roller coaster, and you don't know how to get off. And since you don't know what's really happening there, stage three enters from the left and behind the curtain. Your stamina has been taking a hit. And then next thing you know, you get blindsided one too many times. And the adversities of life get in the way and you get distracted. Feelings and emotions are coming up that want your attention. But they don't have an appointment, and you're busy. You're putting out fires left and right from up and down that roller coaster life. And your feelings of empowerment, that strength and stamina, they become shaky at best. You know, you've been in a state of bliss, and you've been pushing that negativity aside, stuffing it in the closet of your subconscious, but that closet door won't close anymore. And it explodes. Boom. Shifting out all that negativity, it's just shooting out the pain, the despair, the anxiety, and you guessed it. You find yourself in stage three of the game of life journey in survival mode. Survival mode kicks in to get through the day, and the only thing you have time for is just that, surviving. You're in that fight or flight state, and there's no escaping the tiger that's chasing you. So there's no feeling safe after the initial adrenaline rush is over. And since there's no end to the chase, that adrenaline just keeps going, sucking your high vibration of love energy dry. You feel lost, scattered, exhausted, and the darkness settles in all around you so quickly that you don't even know what happened, because life had been so good, empowered, blessings left and right, and now survival mode, struggling to get through the day, best friends with worry again. And the worst thing is that you're so tired that all you can do is just get through the day. Try to sleep and then get up and do it all again. Your external life begins to reflect that worried anxiety that you're feeling within. And once again, you feel stuck, creating over and over again the experiences of worry, anger, resentment, sadness, feeling trapped, and that despair sucks you into the darkness of chaos again. And then when it feels like all is lost, miraculously, along comes stage four. When you're in stage four of the game of life journey, a divinely guided miracle happens. You finally get a moment to clean, or the pile gets so big it falls over. And right there under all the papers and stuff that's been cluttering up your space with stagnant energy is your ragged Game of Life book with all the sticky notes and the highlights. And oh my God, you remember, you have power. But when you open the cover and begin to read, it ain't Florence's words. They speak to you at an entirely new level. You can feel a whisper of the empowerment energy moving in your body. And you feel strength and stamina growing in your body, building in your mind. You feel a firmer foundation beneath your feet. And you read words in the book that you swear weren't in there the last time you read it. Doubt, anxiety, and fear begin to flush away from your body, just like washing off mud in the shower. And it's from this stage that when you look back to when you were first introduced to Florence's teachings, you can see how far you've come. You can also see how easy it was to fall back into that abyss of fear that you've struggled with your entire life. To fall back into that abyss of fear through overwhelm and worry when you forgot to implement what you learned from Florence. And your heart is screaming that you never want to go back to that. And today you're determined to do what it takes to maintain your confidence, your stamina, and empowerment. You remember, Florence's door is always open. And through this open door, her teachings speak to you at that entirely new level, and your empowerment is stronger. Your strength and stamina is stronger. And upon reflection, you can see what happened in the past, and you don't want to go back. And you fight tooth and nail to maintain your confidence and empowerment, executing strength and stamina to achieve stage 5. When you achieve stage 5 of the Game of Life journey, you've been up close and personal with stages 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you don't want to go back. Aye, 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 aye. At stage 5, you're implementing simple action steps to maintain that excited, empowered feeling that you felt the first time you read Florence's words. But now you can feel it even when you're not reading one of her books. Daily, you're implementing your power. You're taking action steps to stop the chaos of worry, stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. You've hung up your survival mode cape and you're back in civilian vacation clothes, enjoying your life from that state of poise that Florence talks about. You're consistently vibrating at a high vibration of love. You've tuned into your manifesting love frequency, and you now maintain it. You're living your fulfilled, happy square of life as one with the divinity within. Magnificent health, wealth, love, perfect self-expression, and everything in between miraculously magnetizes to you. This is where we all want to be. These are the 5 stages of the Game of Life journey. And now you'll recognize them when you're experiencing them. So let's dive into how to manage them. Managing these stages isn't about taking a magic pill or reward for good behavior. And it's not about sacrificing yourself for others. You manage these stages of the Game of Life journey by consciously using your own internal power, the energetic power within you. And you do this by shifting your energy out of the fear vibration to the vibration of love, syncing your three levels of consciousness, syncing your conscious and your subconscious to your superconscious higher self. You know, Florence talks about bringing all three of them into alignment. And you do that through love energy. The action step to get you there is to consciously choose the energy you vibrate in, fine-tuning your frequency to the vibration of love of the highest order. It's that simple. We can flip-flop back and forth between the stages. Two can be a really good thing. Stage two can be a really good thing when you see the adversity that happens triggers a golden opportunity. But you never want to go to stage three, that survival mode. We don't ever want to go back there. So let's look at stage two. When you're on the roller coaster up and down stage of being showered with blessings and blindsided by adversity. When the experiences of adversity blindside you, you feel like the universe is dumping on you or testing you, but it's not. Nope. You've brought in so much light by stepping into the power that is your essence, the power to manifest and live your fulfilled square of life, that the light has illuminated the darkness of fear that you've been living in, probably for decades. Whatever blindsided you triggers you, and you're plunged into the darkness, into that pit of negative energy that's been hiding in your subconscious. And it feels awful. It feels like you're being tested or dumped on. But the reality is, these triggers of energy that you feel, they're really that golden opportunity to look at or observe the negative thought patterns and beliefs that you've been holding on to in your subconscious. It's that negative energy you've been holding on to that created the mess your life was in the first place. Because if you don't consciously choose the energy you wish to be in each day, sometimes moment by moment, then you're manifesting from energy it's been defaulted to that dominant energy in your subconscious. And if you spent most of your life worrying about every little thing, because that's what we're taught to do, that's the responsible way to live, then your most dominant energy in your subconscious is probably the vibration of worry. And you know what you manifest with the energy of worry? More to worry about. More experiences you do not like. So the adverse situations you're experiencing are at their essence revealing to you the less than love energy that's been hiding out in your subconscious, that less than love energy that's been secretly manifesting the reality of your life. And when Florence came along, the empowered energy of her words supported you and lifted you out of the worry energy. She supported you to raise your vibration to a frequency of love, joy, and happiness. She brought in the light of love. And that light illuminated the darkness of the negative thought patterns and beliefs that have been hanging out in your subconscious. That worry energy, resentment, anger, maybe the anger, resentment, and humiliation of being a victim in some way. And that energy tries to get your attention, but you don't want to look at it because it's painful. And subconsciously, you're thinking that if you look at that, it's going to suck you right back into the pain and you'll lose that love, light, high that you've been living with Florence. So the universe blindsides you with some form of adversity and triggers all that pain. You've been buried. You had that buried in your subconscious. And the natural reaction is to contract, to withdraw, and to question everything. Because you were just sailing along, minding your own business, diligently working to improve your life, and finally enjoying your life, when wham, you're blindsided and it feels like everything is imploding. And you're right back in that pit of pain and fear that you were drowning in when you were introduced to Florence's work. And again, your brain is screaming, what the heck just happened? Unless you understand what really is going on and what to do. The universe isn't dumping on you. Again, a big nope. This experience is a revelation of the negative beliefs and thought patterns that have been between you and your happy, fulfilled square of life. I think in The Secret Door to Success, Florence calls it your wall of Jericho. These experiences trigger you with uncomfortable energy to get you to look at, to observe it. Remember, quantum physics teaches us that when we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we don't. And the fact is that when you observe this energy, that yucky, awful feeling energy that's threatening to consume you, the instant you look at it, the instant you observe it, it begins to lose its power over you immediately. And when you look at all of it, all the dirty little dark aspects of it, you'll be led to the root where it was birthed. And just to be clear, to observe the root of something, you have to pull it up. You have to pull it into the light to observe it. And the darkness of that painful event cannot exist in the light. When you observe the dark root of the painful energy of past experiences, those experiences that in the past proved to you that you're not good enough to be happy, when you observe the darkness of the root of the experience in the light, it ceases to exist. It heals and transforms to love energy. And you can infuse it with more love energy. Create miracles. Because you are of the light. And the darkness of that lie that you're not good enough, it cannot exist in the light. When you observe it, you cast light upon the darkness. And like the darkness before the dawn, when the light comes in, the darkness dissipates, and you are set free. You cannot vibrate in fear and love energy at the same time. When you free yourself of the darkness of fear and boldly embrace the love vibration that is your essence, you sink your subconscious and conscious to that higher vibration of your superconscious higher self. And you are set free from the darkness of fear, drama of this physical world. And you magnetize to you all that resides in your field of potentiality, those dreams of your heart, all that's yours by divine right. You magnetize to you your happy, fulfilled square of life. All those experiences of being triggered by adversity, they're feedback from your subconscious begging you to observe the hidden dark beliefs that's the essence of your light. Being triggered by adversity delivers you to the golden opportunity of the revelation of a lie that sets you free. Because you are good enough. No matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your happy, fulfilled square of life. And when you recognize this experience for what it is, a golden opportunity, with the right action steps, you can shift your vibration back to the loving gratitude you felt when you first began reading Florence's books and miraculously create a higher outcome as your reality. And here are five powerful, simple action steps that you can take. Number one, breathe deeply. Now, I know that sounds too simple to be effective, but breathing deeply holds the power to improve your life. We typically breathe shallowly, and when we're stressed, we hold our breath. And this starves our internal organs of the vital oxygen that our body needs to live. And when we breathe shallowly, our brain goes into a fog and can't function. Our body's energy drains quickly, and we're exhausted, struggling to get through the day. Healing from an illness or wound takes longer. When you set a timer and take deep breaths every 30 minutes or so, your body will feel better. You'll have better clarity of thought, and you'll be better equipped to manage whatever happens next. Number two, accept what your life is in this moment. Now, acceptance does not mean you're in agreement. No, sir. Acceptance simply means acceptance. Acceptance stops the internal battle of not being happy, of not having what you want, and opens the way to create a higher outcome. Number three, on the heels of accepting what your life is, accept the truth and hold on to it with both hands, that truth that you have the power to create a higher outcome. The divinity lives within you. The divinity is limitless. And you are one. Number four, consciously choose to be love energy. Stop the negative thoughts and talk. No more gossiping, no more whining about how much you don't like something or how unfair something is. Immerse yourself in gratitude and focus your energy on what it feels like to be who you want to be, to have what you want. When you consciously choose to be love energy and you embrace it, you manifest through you more of that love energy. You become a magnet for happy love energy experiences. Number five, stop the negative self-talk. You have the divinity of God within you. Would you tell God that his behind looks fat in those jeans? No, you would not. Be kind to yourself. Love and nurture yourself. Embrace being happy in your body. Accept who you are and own it. Because you are magnificent, worthy, deserving, and good enough to be, do, and have all that makes your heart sing with joy. Living your happy, fulfilled square of life. It's your birthright to live your happy, fulfilled square of life. And here are two statements of truth that you really need to know. Number one, you can't be in the love vibration and the fear vibration at the same time. You're either in one or the other, never both. And you know that your dominant vibration is what manifests the experiences of your life. You know this. It's the law of attraction. If you could see the cloud of energy around you, if it was dark fear energy, you'd be quick to shift that to the love light energy. And if it's love light energy, you would revel in it, fully immersing yourself and holding on to it with both hands and all 10 toes. Love or fear, never both, one or the other. Number two, when you're blindsided by adversity and you're upset, the shock of what happened only lasts a few seconds. Then you have the opportunity to choose to be a higher vibration or stay upset. You have the opportunity and the power to choose. And if you don't consciously choose, then your energy will default to your old programming of staying upset, wallowing in the pain of what happened. And I know wallowing sounds harsh, because why would we choose to wallow in pain when we could do something about it? Well, because we're stuck in programming that we have no choice, that we have no power. That's a lie. Pure and simple, it's a lie. When we're consciously making decisions, we use our power to consciously choose to be a higher vibration of energy. When you consciously choose to be the love vibration, you'll rewrite that old neural pathway of belief to a new one. You'll set a new natural reflex to open the way for a higher outcome consistently. And when that new natural reflex, when that takes hold and you're blindsided by adversity, the experience of what happened, that adversity, won't move you. Florence talks about this. What happens doesn't move me. You'll automatically take those deep breaths, pulling in the light and opening the way for the higher outcome to manifest, and it does. So let's look at stage three for a moment. When you implement the five action steps and two truth statements that I shared with you, you won't be diving into survival mode of stage three. If you're in stage three right now, implement the five action steps and two truth statements, and you'll be waving goodbye to survival mode. We're programmed to live at an intense level of fear all the time. We're taught that if we don't worry about every little thing, then we're not a responsible adult. That's a lie. Worrying is the worst thing we could ever do. All of that is not a normal vibration. The vibration of love is our essence. Always has been, always will be. Florence doesn't use the words moving or shifting energy, but that's what she did. She supported her students to shift their energy from that intensity of fear to the freedom of love, where everything is possible. Now, I love talking about Florence's teachings, moving energy, shifting out of fear, and being free to fulfill our square of life. And with everything I've shared with you today, you can take this information and run with it, improving your life and living your happy square of life. But if you'd like to dive deeper into Florence's teachings, I would love to welcome you to my next event, which is the Secret Door to Success Mastermind. And that's based on the Secret Door to Success. Oh, I'm sorry, Masterclass, not the Mastermind. It's a Masterclass. Now, I love the game of life, but the Secret Door to Success is probably my favorite. The energy that the pages hold is at an entirely different level of empowerment. And to be honest with you, if that woman who gave me the game of life had given me the Secret Door to Success, my internal circuits probably would have blown. The energy is just so different and so much more powerful. Now, I'm sure you've all read The Secret Door to Success, but in case you haven't, I sent you an email and it should already be in your inbox with a PDF, a link to a PDF of the book. And you can download it to your devices and you'll have it right there at your fingertips. But before we complete, I want to invite you to join me for this exciting masterclass based on Florence's Secret Door to Success. And together, we'll bring her teachings into our fast-paced 21st century and open the way to a higher understanding of your internal power, what it is and how to use it to manifest through you the desires of your heart. And as I said, you can take what I've shared here and run with it, improving your life. But if you want to come together as a loving, supportive community with singular intention to master the power within you, this is your next best step. The masterclass is a 10-week class that begins next Tuesday, June 13th, same time as this event. And typically, I devote a chapter of Florence's books, one chapter to a class, but there are 14 chapters in The Secret Door to Success, so I'll be doubling up on four of those. And this is the first masterclass I've taught on The Secret Door to Success. But I've hosted six masterminds using this book as a foundation, and they have all been magical, just magical. So I'm expecting even more out of this class. And even though there's a lot of chaos around us, we're in a magical time. I've been talking about this for years, how the light would be raising the vibration of the planet. And I didn't know how that was going to happen. And then the pandemic happened. Now, in the past, when there was a disaster somewhere on the planet, people would pray for those affected, you know, like floods and earthquakes and fires, devastation, you know, of any kind, even wars. But when the pandemic hit, people prayed for everyone on a global scale, bringing in the light of love over the fear in a way that's been unprecedented. And as we've just been discussing, what happens when the light comes in? The darkness dissipates. It cannot exist. Lies and betrayal are revealed, and life cannot continue as it has. The light takes over, and those who've been hiding in the darkness can no longer hide, and they don't know what to do. Now, you're here because you're a student of Florence, and this is your opportunity to gather with like-minded fellow students to bring in the light and learn how to manage it, to create a higher outcome for your life, all aspects of your life. And together through our class, we'll hold the light and show up to support each other through the power of two, magnified exponentially through the group. And this class will be extraordinary. I'm so excited to present it and hold the space for you to improve your life, facing, observing, and transforming energy that doesn't serve you to set you free. Rewriting neural pathways of belief and freeing yourself from the shackles that have held you prisoner for years, opening the way to live your fulfilled square of life, answering your questions and supporting you to move forward through the chaos of this planet, to be happy no matter what's going on around you. And you can register immediately for the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. There's an early bird special, so register right away and take advantage of that. Check your inbox. You should have an email in there with a direct link to the class. And also, let's see, I think I can post that in the chat here. Maybe. I have to find it. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. It worked. So before we complete, let's recap real quick. The five stages of the game of life are: stage one, praying for help and being introduced to Florence's teachings. Woohoo! So exciting. And then stage two, the roller coaster up and down of receiving blessings and then being blindsided by adversity. And now you know five action steps and two life truths to support you to manage this stage when it shows up, knowing it's really a golden opportunity that will support you to improve your life. It's just feedback, giving you an advantage. Insider secrets. Stage three, being dragged into survival mode by not taking the action steps to manage stage two. Stage four, opening Florence's books again and embracing the empowerment, strength, and stamina with you, that all that within you at a new level of understanding. And stage five happens when you master syncing your conscious and subconscious with your superconscious higher self to be a magnet for all that's yours by divine right. And the five action steps I shared with you are: number one, breathe deeply. And I know it sounds crazy that something so simple could be life-changing, but it is. Don't discard this powerful action step that supports you to be aware of your energetic vibration. Number two, accept your life for what it is in this moment. Number three, accept that you have the power within you to create a higher outcome in all areas of your life. Number four, use your power and consciously choose to be love energy. Number five, take control of the energy of your words and thoughts. Stop the negative self-talk and love, honor, respect, and nurture yourself. And the two life truths. Number one, you cannot be in love energy and fear energy at the same time. Consciously choose, be aware of your energy, and course correct as needed. Number two, when adversity strikes, consciously choose to be of the highest vibration of love possible. You have the power to choose. Make the choice a good one instead of defaulting to the fear you've been programmed as normal. Use these action steps and life truths and create your new foundation of normal. Florence supported her students through some really rough times. The Great Depression, a pandemic, economic unrest, and two world wars. And she did that without any social media. Today, we can have inspiration and loving support at our fingertips. We don't have to wing it on our own. As someone who perfected, made an art form out of living at an intense level of fear for years, manifesting over and over again what I did not want, then being introduced to Florence's empowered magic and turning my life around completely more than once, more than once, because I had to visit stages two and three so many times. I know you can do it too. No matter what your life looks like right now, if you're happy, you can open the way for more happiness. If your life looks like mine has in the past, a real mess, you have the power within you to improve every aspect of your life. Now, through the classes I've taught based on the game of life, students manifested jobs, cars, homes, life partners, businesses, money, happiness, and peace. They reconnected with the love that is their essence and manifested through them the desires of their heart. They developed the tools and action steps to fulfill their square of life. They implemented them. Now, I know it's challenging to wing it on your own. It is for me too. I live in a human body on a fear-ravaged planet. But when we come together in these classes, magic happens. And I'm here to support you to experience the magic. Embrace and learn how to use your power through the Secret Door to Success Masterclass. So be sure to register before the early bird special expires. And this is a live class that will be recorded, so you can download the audios to all your devices to listen to over and over again to support you to create your solid foundation of your new normal. Fearless, empowered. And that completes our webinar. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. So let's see if you could turn your videos back on.